All right, Monday morning. We are, about a month into the school year. That means the kids are starting to get settled into their routines, and that means a lot of new kids have joined the Boy Scouts. They're looking for even more Scouts out there. Joining us right now from the local Scouting organization, Jack McLeaver. Jack, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you joining us this morning. You've got a neat program where you're actually getting kids that are already involved in Scouting to try and recruit some of their friends to come join them.
Absolutely. We just about a week ago kicked off a recruit a sidekick campaign for everybody that's registered in Scouting. In the month of September in the Blue Water District, which is Sanilac and St. Clair County, we actually recruited about 300 new Cub Scouts, which is a great number to have, but we want to be able to serve more families and we want to be able to serve more kids. So our recruit a sidekick campaign rallies around our Every Hero Starts Here campaign, which we did for our membership campaign this year. And, you know, we've kind of included that tagline in it. But we've also said that every hero deserves a sidekick. So every scout that recruits a friend is going to get a patch, and they're going to be able to enjoy this adventure with their friend, their best friend, their cousin, their brother, sister, whatever it is. We're excited to be enjoying Scouting together as a family this year.
Jack, what are some of the barriers to Scouting? In other words, what are some things that, you know, kids who might want to join Scouts, cite as reasons that they're not able to?
Yeah. So a lot of times we hear that financial means are a barrier. And in the St. Clair and Santa Ana County area, we're just so blessed to be able to be partners with the United Way. Both the St. Clair County United Way and the Sanilac County United Way treat the Boy Scouts of America with great respect and make sure that financial needs is not a reason for somebody to be able to participate. You know, one of the other reasons that Scouts might not be able to participate is just because they don't have the time with their family. And so in some of our areas, we understand that that's something that we can't get over, so we're able to actually start in school scouting programs in a couple elementary schools in Port Huron, in Cleveland, Woodrow, Wilson, Roosevelt, and Kimball Elementaries. So we've done a great job trying to identify our barriers, and you know, we've got a lot of families out there that even if they don't go to one of those schools, their neighbors, their grandparents participate in scouting with their kids.
If there is, a parent, grandparent out there that would like to get their kids involved in scouting and haven't done so yet, what do they need to do?
Yeah. So we've got a website called beascout.org that if they were to log on and put their zip code in, they can actually see all of the Cub Scout packs. So if they've got an older child, Boy Scout troops that are available in the area, they'll be able to, you know, look and see which is closest to their house. And then, of course, they can always call us at our office, and I'm going to go ahead and give you my number. It's 810-294-0265, and you can call and text me at that number, and I'll be able to get you in touch with any leader in any pack in the St. Clair, Sanilac County area.
There you go. And scouting, as we've learned in the last few years, is not just for boys anymore, right?
Absolutely. So this year we actually started onboarding families. And so what that means is those girls that have been participating in scouting for years because they're there with their brothers can now participate and earn the awards just like their brothers were able to. And in February, we're going to change the name of our older program from Boy Scout Troops to Scouts BSA Troops. And we're going to have boy troops and we're going to have girl troops. So those girls that we are recruiting into the Cub Scout packs right now are going to be able to go up and join a troop and eventually earn their eagle if that's what they desire.
Wow, that's exciting. That's something that hasn't happened before, and people are certainly responding to it, aren't they?
They are. We're getting a lot of families, you know, smaller communities especially, that are really rallying behind it. In Croswell, we've got well over 20 girls that have signed up for scouting, and that pack has actually gone from, you know, a good-sized pack of about 35 kids, so now they're up to 85 kids because families are able to come to one location, get all their scouting at one time, together as a family and participate and grow and get their mentorship, leadership development in one location.
Good stuff. Jack, we appreciate the information. Thanks so much for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, take care. Bye now.